his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's good to be here again another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are very happy to be here. I have my daughter here with me this evening. As you know, this is a family-based ministry. So from time to time, you will be hearing from different members of my family. At the end of the program, she has a short announcement to make. So you will be hearing from her for a little bit. So we are going to go into the Word of God. We are still in the epistle of 2 Peter, his second letter to the church. And we have gone through the first epistle, and we have gone through two of the chapters in 2 Peter, and we are now on the last chapter, which is chapter 3. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this another privilege to be here to bring forth your good news to your people. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will lead and that you will guide us. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come. And that, Almighty God, that you, O God, will guide us into all truth. We thank you, O God, for those that are listening this evening. And we thank you, Almighty God, that you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, will reveal your word to your people, that it will bring transformation to their hearts. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season. O God, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. So we praise you, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you, O God, for a beautiful evening gleaning from your word as we look to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. So we are going to start in 2 Peter chapter 3, and as we know, the second epistle of Peter dealt with the problems that was happening in the church at that time. There were a lot of problems. Peter warned the believers to look out for the false teachers. False teachers had crept into the church and were bringing in destructive doctrines that was destroying the faith of the believers. So Peter encouraged the brethren to keep close watch on their walk, on their personal lives, on their Christian walk. He reminded them that the Christian life demands diligence to build up godly character, which should be displayed in their everyday life, life of moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and genuine love for the brethren. And he continued to show them about the false teachers, that they, in contrast, they were sensual, they were proud, they were greedy, covetous. And they scoffed at God's words. They mocked at God's words. They were antichrist. They were feeding doctrines that were completely against the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter continued to speak to the brethren, the saints of God, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. The word of God said, "This second epistle I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." So Peter continued to speak to the saints and reminded them that he is writing unto them this second letter to stir up their memory. Verse 2 said, "That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." So he wrote to them that they will continue to bear in mind the words which were spoken by the holy prophets. He was speaking then of the Old Testament writings and the commandments of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he was reminding them of the Old Testament writings and also the words that were spoken by the apostles, of which Peter was also an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3 of 2 Peter chapter 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. So Peter was reminding the saints that they should know this first and foremost, that there will be scoffers in the end times. There will be scoffers, mockers. They will mock at God's words, living according to the desires of their fleshly nature. Verse 4 said, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. So what Peter was saying, that many of these false teachers will be saying that the promise of Christ's return has not yet been fulfilled, and that things remain just as it was since the time of their forefathers and continue the same since creation. So they are mocking and scoffing and saying, what happened? Is he not coming? Where is the promise of the coming of God, of the coming of Jesus Christ, his second coming? And that is what is happening now also. Many have taken their minds off the coming of Christ Jesus and are looking elsewhere, going about doing all their business and not thinking of his coming. But the word of God tells us that he will come as a thief in the night. He's going to come suddenly. Behold, I come quickly. That's what Jesus said. He's going to come suddenly. So we should always be looking for his coming. Let us not be like these scoffers who were there saying, where is the promise of his coming? But we have to come to that place of knowing that whatever he promises, he will fulfill in his time. Verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 3 said, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So Peter was saying that the false teachers, the scoffers, willfully remained ignorant of the truth of God's word and how the heavens and the earth were formed by the word of God. So they are willfully ignorant, people of God. And sometimes we can become willfully ignorant, but we have to keep reminding ourselves of God's words. In Genesis 1, verse 6, the word of God tells us, and God said, let there be a firmament. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So God spoke, and all of creation came into being. Verse 9 of Genesis 1 said, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. So we see there in the creation story in Genesis how the heavens and the earth were formed by the words of God's mouth. So we, people of God, have to hold on to the word of God and to understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, but let us hold firmly to what the word of God says to us. In verse 6 of 2 Peter chapter 3, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. And what Peter was speaking about here is the flood that came forth during the time of Noah. The word of God said the world that then was being overflowed with water. It perished. And in Genesis 7 verse 11 through 12 tells us, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And we know of the destruction of that flood during Noah's days. Only Noah and his family, 8 persons, were saved during that flood. Noah warned for 120 years, but they did not take heed to Noah's warning. And all of creation was destroyed except Noah and his family, 8 persons, and a pair of the animals. All the animals were saved. They were saved in the ark. So we, people of God, have to understand that God is long-suffering towards us. He's patient. He, just as how he was patient in Noah's days, he warned for 120 years, and the people did not take heed. So the whole world was overflowed with water, and it perished. So people of God, it is saying to us this morning that we have to hold fast to God's word, believe his words. Whatever he promised to do, he will do. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved until fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So Peter was reminding the saints that the present heaven and earth by the same word of God are kept and reserved for fire until the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly people. The word of God tells us in Revelation 21:1, John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So people of God, this fallen earth is, after a while, it will be gone. There will be a new heaven and a new earth when Christ comes back. So we, people of God, have a hope. We have a living hope, and we are encouraged to stay in Christ Jesus and to know what is going to happen in the future. The word of God tells us that this present heaven and earth are reserved until the day of judgment, and until the day of judgment when they will be destroyed by fire, and a new heaven and a new earth will come to pass. So we are, as people of God, have to know God's word and has to rely on the truth of scripture and stay close to Jesus, stay in fellowship with him daily. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Peter was still speaking to the saints. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So Peter was reminding the brethren to be aware of this truth, that God's time scale is different from mankind. Sometimes we think that God is not man. So everything that he does is different from us. We have our own time scale down there, and what seems so long to us is short to him. So Peter was saying, one day for us with the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years for us is with the Lord one day. So it might seem so long to us, but with the Lord it is just a short space of time. So we have to come to understand that God's ways are not ours. His thoughts are not ours. His timing is not like our timing. So we have to understand these things, people of God, and rely completely upon the word of God to keep us in tune, to keep us steadfast, to keep us unmovable, to keep us concrete in our faith. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The word of God said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. People of God, the Lord is not slow in bringing to pass what he promised. He's not slow in bringing his promises to pass, like men would, but he's very patient with us. He's very patient with us because it is not his will that humanity should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. People of God, the Lord is speaking to us today. He's not slack like men. Sometimes men will promise us some things and they will not come through. But God always comes through with his promises. He always comes through for us. He's patient towards us. The word of God says he's long-suffering towards us because he's not willing that humanity should perish. The word of God says he so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have eternal life. So people of God, we are called to that place of understanding that we have to rest in the promises of God. We have to trust God's word. Whatever he says he will do, he will do. And he promised us, this word said, that he is long-suffering towards us. He's long-suffering. He's giving us more time. The word of God tells us that he gave the people in Noah's days over 120 years, Noah warned. So we see the long-suffering of God, and he continues to be long-suffering towards us. But that's who he is. He's not willing that humanity perish. God is not a God who is looking to see that humanity is destroyed. No, he wants every human being to be saved. But we have a choice to make. We have to choose life. We have to choose Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we have to choose Jesus Christ. We have to put our trust in him and look for his coming. The word of God says he is going to appear to those who are looking for his coming. So we don't want to be lured away. We don't want to stray away from the truth of God's word. Peter was speaking to the saints in this letter. So it is the same letter is for us today. And it can be applied to our daily lives. That we must also be looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must also remain steadfast in our faith. We must also know that God is long-suffering towards us, patient with us. He's so patient with us, people of God. Out of his love for us flows his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his patience towards us, because he is our good, good Father. He's the only one who can love perfectly. And because of his love for us, people of God, he demonstrated that love on the cross. The word of God tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait until we were even trying to be good, but he came, and in our sinful state, he died for us. He became our sin bearer, taking our sin on the cross, our shame, our pain, our guilt, everything that was against us. He took it to the cross, and he nailed them to the cross, and he buried them. And he's calling us to live the new life. He's calling us to live each day, trusting him, to live each day, awaiting his coming, to live each day, waiting, watching, praying, and looking for his coming. But the Lord God is just reminding us this morning in this epistle that Christ is coming back, and his coming is near, and he's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. So people of God, we have a choice to make. And all of those who are not yet saved, also, it is very important for you to know that God is speaking to you. He's speaking right now through this word to you, to let you know of his patience towards you, to let you know that he's long-suffering towards you, that he's calling you to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn of me. Learn my teachings. Learn my doctrines. Draw nigh to me. And he will draw nigh to us. So I'm just encouraging those that are hearing my voice this evening that Jesus Christ is coming back. His coming is nearer than we think. But we have to make that decision. We have to make that choice before he comes. We have to choose to serve him. People of God, we have to stop and think, where will we spend our long eternity? Will we spend it with Jesus in heaven? Or will we decide to go to hell to be with Satan? God is saying to us today, hell wasn't made for humans. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. But people of God, we have to make the choice now before Christ comes back or before we die as to where we will spend our long eternity. God is long-suffering towards us. He's not willing that any should perish. He's not willing that any should be separated from him eternally. But his will is that humanity should be saved. He did it all for us, people of God. He paid the price for us. It's for us to accept the gift of salvation. It's a gift. The word of God said, by grace are you saved through faith, not of works. Not of ourselves. It's not of our works, lest we should boast. But the word of God is reminding us today that this is a gift that God has given to us. But we have to receive this gift for it to be effective in our lives. So we give God thanks for his word to us this evening. And we just thank him that he's constantly reminding us to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and to wait patiently for his return. And while we are waiting, let us continue to work in the kingdom. Let us continue to do his will. And let us continue to walk by faith, trusting in who Christ is. God bless you here this evening. We're going to pray. And then I'll just hand over to Shenin Suarez, my daughter, as she will make her announcement. So let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your word to us this evening. We just thank you, O God, for your love towards us, which was demonstrated at the cross. We thank you, O God, that you are ever with us and you keep reminding us through your word that you are coming back. And we pray today, O God, that we will be a prepared people, willing and ready, O God, to go with you when you come. So we just thank you right now for your word. We thank you for your listeners. We thank you, O God, that you are working in the lives of your people. And we thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And because of your word, we will not stumble. So we look to you by faith and we give you glory as we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Sister Shenin will be speaking at this time.
Hello, radio family. This is Shenin, and I am so very excited to announce that my debut novel comes out August 10th. But I have excellent news that it is currently available for pre-order on Amazon and at barnesandnoble.com. So I just want to give you a little synopsis of the book. It's called Handfuls of Yesterday, and it's a fictional account of a man that gets to the latter portion of his life, and he realizes that he hasn't been honest with his family about his past. So when his grandchildren come to visit, he tells them this tale, and they're so enamored by this tale, and they have no idea that it's about their grandfather. And what I love is that the story, it incorporates the gospel in such a unique way. And I would love for you to get your hands on that book, and also just to connect with me on social media. It's a Shenin Monique on all platforms, and just to give me your thoughts once the book is out and once you have read it. And also, I just want to encourage everyone out there that has a dream in their heart, something that the Lord has placed in them to do, and you feel as if it's taking so long. I want to encourage you. I actually started this book 10 years ago and finished it 6 years ago, but it's now being published in 2022. And so my encouragement to you is to wait upon the Lord. God is indeed faithful, and if he says that he's going to do something, and if he has placed something in your heart, he will bring it to pass. And so that's Handfuls of Yesterday by Shanine Monique Sores, and all of those out there with that dream, with that promise, I just want to pray over you at this time. So Father, I just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and I thank you for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God Almighty. Thank you for the publication of this book. And I just pray right now, Lord God Almighty, even for people who are listening, who you have given, Lord, a promise, who you've given gifts, Lord God Almighty, and they're just waiting for the manifestation of these things in their lives, Lord, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that hope would arise, that they would continue to trust you, that they would continue to wait upon you, knowing that your timing is absolutely perfect. So Lord God, I pray that you would strengthen them at this time. I pray that they will not lose hope, Lord God Almighty, but that they will continue to look to you, Lord God. And I just pray right now, Lord God Almighty, that that scripture, Lord God Almighty, will just be, Lord, solidified in your heart, that declares that those who wait upon you, you are the one who renews their strength, Lord. And so I just thank you, Lord God Almighty, that every dream, every plan that you've placed in the hearts of your people, Lord God Almighty, as they partner with you, Lord God, will come to pass in your timing. So I just bless you, Lord, and I honor you, and I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. And remember, it's Handfuls of Yesterday by Shanine Monique Sores, and you can connect with me, Shanine Monique, on all platforms. And also, please connect with our ministry, Bible-based gospel ministry, on Instagram. It's BBG, or Bible-based gospel _ min, MIN, and we would love to stay in contact with you. So we just pray that the Lord just continues to strengthen you, continues to guide you, and that you would continue to look to him. And in all things, I just pray that every day that you would take that time out to just spend some time with the Lord every single day, just carving out that time like a date and just saying, you know what, every day at this time, I'm going to meet with the Lord. So God bless you and keep you. May his face continue to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he continue to lift up his countenance towards you. And may you always be covered and surrounded by his shalom peace. God bless you continuously. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Minister Shanine. God bless you. Good to have you here. And I know that the Lord is doing great things in your life. Continue to shine your light, and others will see Christ in you and come to glorify his name. So thank you all for listening to us this evening. And thank you all for the word that has gone forth in your hearts, that it will truly germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend in the Lord, and may the Lord continue to grant you his grace and his mercy. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.